This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dominate your fantasy baseball league with Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll get you the latest news, waiver wire ads and drops, trades to make, prospect promotions, and everything else you need to take down your league. Follow and listen to Fantasy Baseball Today on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. It's funny, we were having this conversation about Howie Roseman in the war room. And look, he gets a lot of love right now as probably the most respected executive because the Eagles have been relevant. They've won a couple of chips or been to a couple of Super Bowls, won a chip, you know, since what, 17? Actually, two, because they won one. That's right. They won one against the Patriots that year. But, Mike, I also think, as we were talking about James Pierce Jr., and Mike just said this, and I want to convey this too. Do we want him to be great? That's a given. As fans, we want him to be the best. And, you know, we don't know how any of these guys are going to pan out. As we were talking about, you know, did Terry make the right decision? Jason Gibson hits us up on social media, on X and Twitter, and he says, look, guys, Terry doesn't care about the next few years' first-round draft pick. If he doesn't make the playoffs, he's out. So he did what he thought he needed to be done to save his booty. And I said, you're right. That's not my issue. My issue is, did he get the right guy? And regardless of whether you care about the first-round pick next year, that's fine. I said this. If you felt so compelled to go get a guy, which they did,
right,
that this is the difference maker, then do what you need to do. Go get him. I don't want to hear any excuses about, man, we really liked him, but we didn't have the balls to make the move. So they did. But whether Terry's here or not, he's going to be here. And did he get the right guy? That's my question.
Because, yes, I understand. I said to the texter, yeah, we all know it. Shoot your shot, because if you don't go to the playoffs, you're all fired. That's it. You know, I don't know about Ron necessarily, but I do think Ron's going to be on super thin ice if they don't make the playoffs, along with coach, you know, and the general manager. Like, we'll go out the door together. So in the case of this, you know, this edge rusher, Pierce Jr., and I said to Carl during the commercial break, you know, Jalen Walker's the can't miss. You couldn't believe he fell to you. And who knows? Because, you know, fickle fate. Who knows who's going to be the man? For all we know, Pierce may be the dude. And they, like, the reason they fell in love with Pierce's game is the combination of the speed and the height, the athleticism, the reach, like a friggin' pterodactyl, and he can get after it. But, you know, it's just interesting because all we can do now, we got a few more months to percolate on this until we see what these guys do at camp, Carl, in preseason. But everybody who's breaking it down says, well, you could have gotten a guy and you could have stayed where you were, just moved up a few spots in the second round and pulled this off and still have your draft equity for next year.
Yeah. Either way, it is a make or break year for the Falcons, and I do feel that way too. So appreciate you hitting us up. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm going to put him up. See Dukes and the radio shows, Dukes and Bell 929. Look, we are really good as a baseball team. The reason why we're not great is because we haven't, at least up to this point, Mike, done well against teams that are above 500. 500 or above teams, we are not doing well against. Guys, that's the upper echelon of baseball, right? So when you start talking about the National League, you're talking about the Mets, who right now, and by the way, all that money they spent looks like it's paying off, okay? They look like they're going to be a problem. But you're also talking about the Phillies in our division. Mike mentioned, you know, here come the Reds. And look, the Reds are in second place in the Central behind the Cubs, who are having a really good start to their season. These are the teams. The Dodgers, the Padres, we already saw them. And Mike, San Francisco and Arizona, they're all good. That's a dogfight in the West.
Yeah.
All these teams are above 500. Those are the teams we're struggling against.
Yeah, eventually we will get better. But right now we're 3.5 games out of the wild card, and all those teams you talked about are on top. So when we get all these pieces, that's the big if. When Strider gets back and immediately has an impact, same thing for Ronald we talked about earlier. But in the meantime, you know, Matt Olson needs to get going. Matt Olson needs to get going and keep it going and get off. But he's going back to his baseball card. He's like a 235 hitter. So it was good to have the home run. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough. Nobody else had it cooking on Friday night when you spoiled a really good effort when Grant Holmes, you know, had it cooking against that tough Dodger lineup. But, I mean, that's where you need it. Ozzie needs to be better. So that's this goes back to, and we kind of, by just kind of the conversation, we landed on a, well, you know what, Eureka. we weren't that great last year. We kind of scuffled and went through the same routine for almost the entire season until late we got a little hot at the right time and made the wild card.
Yeah. And by the way, I'm not saying we need to be playing our best baseball. It's not the World Series around the corner.
But you do got to improve.
You have to improve. And it's easy to beat up on the Sisters of the Poor, whether it's the Pirates or the Marlins or the Rockies. Yeah, we went out west. We beat the Rockies in a series. That's a terrible baseball team. It's the teams that are above 500 or better that you start to measure yourself against. And that's why when the Dodgers have lost one game against us all season so far,
right?
You start to say, okay, well, it'd be different if you just played them once. Guys, we've seen them now seven games. You know, it's like, okay, well, maybe they're just better. Yes, they are. But this is the issue that we've got to fight, and I think we do get better, significantly better, once Strider and Acuna return. I had another gentleman hit us up, Mike, and said, Dukes and Bell, you guys are acting like these guys aren't difference makers. No, they are. But we don't know at what point in the season they become those guys again.
I mean, when does Ronald get here? All right, how long is the rehab going to be? And when Ronald gets here, yes, in a perfect world, guys, he comes in and contributes. But I got guys out here like thinking it's gospel that Ronald shows up and immediately hits 350, you know, and like an OPS of over one and everything's solved. You don't know. And is he going to be the same dude? You know, this is a second injury. So, look, again, knock wood, hope it's all good. But still, there are a lot of ifs. And your general manager, for whatever reason, didn't really upgrade your bullpen like you probably needed. So it's been inconsistent. It's not like it's the worst thing that's going wrong on this team, but the bullpen isn't great either.
No, and Iglesias, I mentioned, you know, he scared us a little bit Sunday. Gave up an infield hit. I think it was Pages, Andy Pages, who hit that. And then, you know, the pinch runner comes in, and you're going, uh-oh. And he's still second. And Day-Day, you were at this game, right? And you're like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, you know, he advances a third on a Will Smith strikeout, and you're like, uh-oh, because the game is in the balance. And then all of a sudden, Iglesias strikes out the next two dudes, and you're like, okay. He's living on the edge too much for me, Mike, this season.
Yeah, like, you know me, and again, there's only like two or three guys that throw that kind of, you know, Mariano Rivera type stuff, and even Heater's like been punched up. We beat him up a couple of years ago to get to the World Series, get to the NLCS. But one guy, I will say, well, we're not making all doom and gloom, but you did snap the losing streak. The one guy, which I've killed for a while because I just want to see him be more, be better, be more consistent, and he has, is Bryce Elder.
Yeah.
And Bryce Elder's given up, you know, he gives up a couple earned runs, but you're getting wins, and he's won a bunch of starts. You won his four last starts as a team. So he's all of a sudden starting to check some boxes. So I don't know what they've done, but it's working. Now they've got to kind of get Schwellenbach. I don't think they have to, Carl, deconstruct Schwellenbach, but they got to straighten him out right now because he's getting touched up a lot lately.
We're going to start over, son. Yeah,
I don't want to do that and mess with his head, but no. Schwellenbach's not been great.
No, and he went from being really good to like average or below average at this point. You guys can chime in about the Braves. Again, winning a game last night was big. Do not misunderstand us. But it's one of those things where you start to realize, okay, there is a pecking order. And a few years ago, guys, when we were rolling through everybody and we set all those hitting records, this is how it felt. Like teams, you just knew they weren't going to get the best of us and we weren't going to lose too many series. And this year, it started badly, and now you're trying to fight your way out of this, but you're also realizing we may not have all the things we need to get where we want to go. Long season, trade deadline, all that stuff still in front of us. Injuries, guys coming back, still in front of us. But I do want to see what this team looks like, Mike, with a healthy Strider and Acuna leading off and getting five or six at-bats, whatever it's going to be every night, and seeing what that truly looks like. And then again, it opens up a spot in left field, and I said this. Right now, what I'm telling you is Verdugo or Eli White are going to be your left fielder once Acuna gets back, and that's kind of going to be what it is.
Right. And again, and also a pleasant surprise. I mean, that's one thing that Alex does, you know, shops for value, and you get some guys that, you know, you might have thought, well, what's Eli White going to be? He's been really good.
Yeah,
and Verdugo has been, you know, as we said, he's been such a stirrer of the drink. So there's some positives there. But, yeah, the guys that are paid to haul the freight – have got to get going. Ozzy's contract is minuscule by today's MLB standards, but Ozzy and Olson and Ozzy, Tango and Cash. I want to see these guys start being consistent and stop leaving. You know, usually when there's men left on base, they're the prime culprits lately.
No, it's true. And you've been on Ozzy for a couple of weeks now.
And Ozzy's my favorite Brave.
Yeah.
But he's not justifying my love lately.
404-726-0929. Happy Monday, everybody.